Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
8:54 on Namibia Sound and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We checked our takes with First Time, and we had Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla $ign with Something New, and brand new music by Burna Boy with Born Winner, one of my favorite songs on the new album. Shikwan?
Time for us to have that lesson from Juliana Veripi. You know, let's just see what she can teach us this morning. Obviously, all of us really want to have different conversations when it comes to our finances, have different relationships with our finances. So let's see what she has in store for us.
All right, cool.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on teaching your child the value of money. But before we do that, let us kindly get into the disclaimer. I am in no way representing no company or any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gathered over the years. Teaching your child the value of money, teaching your child the concept of money. You need to train a young mind at a young age. So the soonest you start implementing small ways of teaching your child the importance of money and the importance of expenses and the importance of an income, the better. The quicker your child will learn the concepts, the better, the easier the child will be able to implement this in his life going forward. So here are some of the tricks and traits that you can use that I have researched that works. Number one, give your child chores around the house, and you pay your child for the chores that they do around the house. Encourage your child not to spend this money that they have earned recklessly, but allow them to save. Encourage them to save the money that they have earned doing chores around the house. And when your child would want something that you would consider luxury and not necessarily the basic needs, you then encourage them to use from their savings to buy these items. Do not purchase these items that you require as luxury for them if their savings is done. Also, do not compromise giving them an advance payment, or do not compromise in borrowing. Do not encourage borrowing. So if the savings is done, then unfortunately they cannot acquire that item. When you as the parent is busy setting up your budget for the month, include your child, make your child part of this budget planning. And also when you do your grocery shoppings and your payment of accounts, if you do them manually, kindly also include your child with these purchases. Include your child in these purchases. Go with your child physically to the shop. Have your child pay for the items. Have your child check the change. Make sure that your child always checks the receipt. Make sure that he checks that everything is in order. He is your mini auditor. And lastly, the tip of the day is encourage your child into entrepreneurship. Encourage your child to take on entrepreneurship at a young age. Allow them to come up with their own ideas of how to grow their business or start their business. And also allow them to purchase their own stock, handle their own income and expenses. And when you see that the passion is dying out, sit with them and understand why. And encourage them and keep them focused on their goal. If you've liked today's conversation and you'd like to speak more on today's topic, kindly call me on 081-644-8286. As it is from me, it's au revoir. Bye.
Thank you so much, Juliana. I love the fact that she said, do not encourage your kids to borrow. As adults, we had to learn that the hard way, isn't it? So, yeah. Thank you so much, Osi. We appreciate
it.
8:58, we go to the streets after this.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.